We have reports of preliminary data regarding bias incidents in New Jersey, and neither the numbers or the trends are good news. Total of 1,871 bias incidents were reported to law enforcement agencies in the state for 2021. That compares with 1,447 the year before. That's a 29% increase. 2021 number represents now the highest annual number of bias incidents reported since the state started tracking them in 1994. Breaking down some of the numbers, anti-black, anti-Jewish bias continue to be the most common race and religion-based motivations for reported bias incidents. In 2021, anti-black bias cited as the motivation for nearly 47% of the reports, 877, and anti-Jewish bias cited as motivation for 347 reports, which was 19% of the total number. Reported bias incidents against LGBTQ people rose from 2020 to 2021, increasing from 227 in 2020 to 373 last year. That's a hike of 64%. Reported incidents involving anti-transgender bias up from 17 in 2020 to 46 last year. That's an increase of 171%. Another notable increase in the report involves bias incidents against Asian people. There were 69 reported incidents involving anti-Asian bias in 2020. Last year, 129. That's an 87% increase. I told you the numbers and the trends, neither one show anything positive. The preliminary total of 1,871 reported bias incidents in New Jersey for last year means the state has now hit a record high for the third straight year. Going through the timeline here, the 994 bias incidents that were reported in 2019, that reflected a 75% increase from 2018's total of 569, and the 1,447 bias incidents reported in 2020, that exceeded 2019's total by 45%. We're going to go a little bit further back in time. The reported bias incidents now are up by over 400% since the record low of 367. That was back in 2015. Again, according to the data, 971 reported bias incidents from 2021 were classified as reports of harassment. Increasing reports of bias-based harassment accounted for about 57% of the overall increase in the reported incidents between 2020 and 2021. Last year was the first year, by the way, the state police separately tracked online incidents. People reported 275 bias incidents that took place online, which represent about 15% of all the reported incidents. And as well, two reports of bias jumped at elementary and secondary schools from 96 in 2020 to 207 last year. Another triple-digit increase this case, 116%. Although they are attributing this to the end of remote schooling and a return to in-person education. The Division on Civil Rights analyzed the data from 2019-2020 and pointed to things like social and political factors as causes for the increase, like the pandemic, backlash against Black Lives Matter, racially charged rhetoric around the 2020 election. As a step forward, hopefully, to address the situation, state officials are acting to the curb bias incidents in a few ways. Lawmakers passed legislation to require schools to teach students about the contributions of Asian American, Pacific Islanders, LGBTQ people. Officials will also spend over $1 million in federal grants to fund a public awareness campaign on hate crimes, as well as bias, and upgrade computers to improve incident reporting. If you want to get ready, I'll have some info about how to report a bias incident. If you're going to look at this year so far, according to state police data, already this year, 275 bias incidents have been reported. And under New Jersey state law, bias incidents are defined as suspected or confirmed acts of bias, intimidation motivated by a victim's perceived or actual race, color, ethnicity, national origin, religion, sexual orientation, disability, gender, gender identity, or gender expression. So if you have the need to report a bias incident, you have several ways by which to do this. You can go to your local police department. Online, it's bias.njcivilrights.gov, bias.njcivilrights.gov, or you can call 800-277-BIAS, 800-277-BIAS.